Okay, motherfuckers.
We're recording.
Let's talk some shit.
Alright, let's talk some shit.
Alright, this is at a bar.
What do you got, Patriots?
From Vegas.
Man?
What do you got bad about the Patriots?
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas. We're at Copper Keg. We're having a good time, but. What do you got to say,
Greg,
Patriots?
What do you got to say
fan?
About the Patriots?
Nothing. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what they're going to be doing this year.
You should be a Bears fan.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Did I hit something on you on that one?
Oh.
I didn't hit your clit, did I?
No, I think you did. Except if you did,
wow,
probably like it. Oh, what do you got?
Clit's real. The clit is real.
Are you the clit commander? No, he's not. He's
Dude,
not
you
the
know,
clit
it's just
commander.
Live. Yeah. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Well,
it's not live, buddy. It's going to be posted.
Well,
so.
Let me ask you something, sirs.
Yeah.
Don't call me sirs. I'm
yeah.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
Why
well, that's
that little?
Cute. But can you really breathe through that thing?
Nice.
Probably not. I'm guessing that.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
I have no question for you.
Okay.
I was thinking I should say that, just to see what your reaction was.
But I do have an answer.
Do you? What's the answer?
The answer is 12.
That's how many...
Have you ever...
Well, it's not a prime number, so it's okay.
It
was
you,
a prime number, I'd be
fucked
up.
Like a...
Have
Man,
you ever
you
met
about?
A man that hasn't found his dick yet?
Yeah, I actually have.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not raising
feet.
My hand.
I got
hand
a fucking
so
half an inch killer, dude. I can't see my shit. I'm a skinny motherfucker. I can't find my cock.
Well,
that's terrible.
Yeah, it sucks, right?
I hate the fact that like my balls hang way lower than
thank
my dick.
Thank you,
does.
Thank you. I got big balls too. Like, do you ever
I don't
watch
have a
them,
small
like,
dick,
green?
But my balls are enormous.
Dude, do you ever watch?
Especially them? Lefty.
You ever watch him breathe?
I'm a righty. I'm a righty.
Oh, you
got
a
right
yeah.
lower?
Are you
no.
giving up
right
God, that's
terrible.
No, like your right
yeah,
ball
yeah,
is way
yeah,
lower?
Yeah.
It's my left ball
is way
lower.
This is my type of conversation. I like this shit. You
what about you, OP? What do you got? Because
now you brought up the balls thing. Dude, when I'm sitting on the toilet taking a shit, my balls actually come up and down. It's like, what the fuck is that? It's like
isn't
they're breathing out their own this shit. It's like...
Like,
you ever
I can just lay in there, yeah, and all of a sudden, they just move for no fucking
all right,
reason.
All right,
exactly.
All right. Talking about balls, have you ever touched the lowest one? Just tap it so it goes up and the other one goes down.
No, I never did that.
You know what's funny?
But thanks for the advice. I'm going to try it now.
No, here's
no,
what
hey,
you got to do. Grab an ice pack and just barely touch the low one.
And it turns into like...
Oh, man.
It turns into like a little...
jump way higher than the high one. It's fun stuff.
Is it the left nut or the right nut?
It doesn't
well,
matter.
For
whichever
me, lefty is the low
into, like,
one.
My balls turn into like a fist. Like, not happening.
Like,
if you're...
They're independent, if you ask me. Like, they're
yeah,
no
yeah, hold on, hold on. Let me ask
each
you.
Other.
Hold on. Do you ever try to, like... switch their nuts from the left to the right.
Oh, no, you don't want to
oh,
do that.
I tried it.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like,
oh, yeah.
My balls go on
I
this
do that
side.
All the time.
There you go.
All right, so in high school,
uh-oh. Jubes used to go to high school, just so you know.
Used it, to.
I
you graduated,
did.
Graduated though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They gave me a degree. I don't know why, but
it was
they
an honorary
gave...
degree.
You deserved it, though.
It was honorary.
Honorary.
My assistant
testicle.
Hockey coach.
Oh, you said hockey?
You play fucking hockey?
Yeah. Oh my God. My
coach?
Assistant hockey coach told me about his buddy in college. So. Years before me, but anyways, he said he woke up one day and his
I wake up almost every day. Almost.
Are you gonna fit? Are you done already or what?
Come on, keep talking. Let's go.
His balls circled each other And
it doesn't even make any sense.
He had to get one removed.
Ouch!
Yeah, my brother had the same thing. That's why they call it one nut.
One nut.
One nut. I want to buy one of those.
So
I have an uncle that's got three. Maybe he could donate one.
Those type shit.
So,
yeah, Uncle Danny, he's got three.
So we had a discussion, me and my assistant coach and my hockey team. Is that better? Because now you're just blowing all your load with one nut instead of blowing some of your load and going for round two.
That's a little bit hard to believe.
I like how you said that. I understand what you're saying. Hold on. I'm going to stop that right there real quick.
So what happens if you have three nuts, though?
I want you guys to introduce yourselves. Talk.
My name is Fuckstick McGee. And this is Asshole and the Fuckedness.
Also known as Jubes.
Or do I need to be like more PC? I need to be anything that's...
We had the discussion. If his roommate in college, he played hockey in college, his roommate woke up in extreme pain and had to get one of his nuts cut off.
Oh, that sounds like extreme pain.
Because
that sounds like some cancerous shit.
It really does sound
because
horrible.
My brother lost his nuts. That's why I called him one nut. I think I just said that a minute ago, but I did.
Because in your sack there's supposed to be lining.
So
to
what you're saying is
separate.
Your friend got neutered.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Not a friend.
Sounds like you got neutered.
You got any more jokes?
He's got the jokes.
Speak. What you got?
Put me on the spot here, but what did the elephant say to
the
naked man? Well, that's cute, but can you really breathe through that thing? Let's talk about your one-nutted friend. Shall we?
Well,
he had two, but he got down to one.
That was my
coach. My coach woke up to his roommate screaming in pain and had to get a nut cut off because the
good wire. Good Lord! Let's hear.
The wiring got. Yeah.
They said with his nut sack or what?
What?
I already saying that.
His nuts didn't have fucking.
They entangled each other?
Yes.
Good. God, fuck, that sounds terrible.
Woke up pretty fucking move.
Because his nuts entangled each other.
Yes. Every male has
so like,
separation skin.
Yeah, but they did like a sailor's knot with each other while he was sleeping. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
Let's call that correct.
Let's call it correct.
We'll call it correct.
And he had to get one of them cut off?
Yeah.
Because of the sailor's knot?
Woo!
That doesn't sound fun.
Doesn't sound fun at all.
Totally.
In fact, that sounds quite bad.
This same hockey coach from high school, he became a...
Did he molest you?
No.
Was he a Catholic priest?
Oh, he probably should
No. He became that...
He blessed every little nut that there
Wait,
was.
Wait, where are you from again? You from the Midwest, ain't you?
No.
No, you ain't. But still, Catholic.
Northeast. Northeast.
How's your butthole feel?
Tight as shit.
Well, I don't want to hijack your story here on the podcast. However, I do have
new.
An uncle
it's new.
That's got a triple. And my problem is...
Three nuts.
Yeah, exactly like the
I've never heard about that shit. Three nuts?
No, it happens. It's probably true. I'm going to withhold his name, Uncle Danny. But what I do want to say is
that I would like to meet that man.
If you have two balls and they can get tangled, can you imagine how likely it is to get three balls tangled?
Where's that third ball at, though? That's what I want to know.
It's sitting in one of the sacks.
Is that the one that when you're hitting it from the backside, it just somehow comes up, hits the girl? Never mind, I'm going to stop.
Well said. No, I like where you're going with this. The thing is, like, when you're sitting with two balls, one of them's going to come forward, one of them's going to go back. That's a good way to sit.
But it's
going
to hit your own ass all the way.
However, when there's a third one, where does that go?
I'm thinking it's going to hit your own ass. It's going to feel like you're
getting... Any thoughts on that? Where a third one would go?
What do you got? You don't have nothing on that.
Well, it doesn't seem to have a whole lot to say on it.
I have so many theories about that. A three-nut...
He was clearly thinking very deeply about it.
I was.
I know two of the nuts are hitting the clit. But that one nut is like
and
either
then, like,
your
if you
asshole.
Got two, you got a left and a right, but you're sitting like with your legs together.
Well, you say it's
gonna,
your uncle,
you're
right?
You're gonna have a top and
Wait,
a bottom.
Hold on, you say it's your uncle, right?
Maybe.
So,
Uncle
how
Danny,
big is his nuts? Is he gonna just like slap her in the face when you hit him from the backside type shit? Like, here's a nut, here's a nut, here's a nut. Like every time you hit it,
well,
and the other
terrible.
Two nuts are just hitting that clit and shit, but the other nut. Going up and down.
That must be why he has a beautiful wife.
Pretty much, I would think so.
What I'm saying, if you got a left and a right, and say you cross your legs.
No, seriously, this is the first time I ever heard a fucking three nut.
I've never heard of a three nut situation.
Three titties I learned off a fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's fucking movie back in the day.
Well, Arnold probably has like four or five nuts. I don't fucking know. He's a big guy.
Yeah, I know.
However, half of them are probably hemorrhoids, so different situation.
I got hemorrhoids.
And my brother...
And I tell you, you gonna speak? Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was gonna say, my brother had a third nut situation when he was about 14 years old. Turned out that was a hemorrhoid situation. He sneezed too hard or coughed or something.
Up.
And he had some tissue come out of his butthole. I don't fucking know what the deal was. But
he's wiping too hard.
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
However, if you were born with three testicles, at one point, I gotta think, like, that's more natural than two.
I would actually be proud of that shit.
I would show
nuts.
Everybody.
Hell yeah. I'd whip that shit out. Fuck yeah.
The problem is, when you go to cross your legs, if you got two... You line them vertically.
Well, if you're
you got
embarrassed
a top knot and a bottom knot.
That's understandable, but if you're embarrassed about them, fucking just lift them up by yourself and cross them.
But if you've got a third one, how do you line those? Is it still like top, middle, bottom?
I think it's more like just
like
show.
One that shifts to the left or right, and then you still got a top and a
nobody's
bottom.
Gonna understand the whole. Ever since fucking the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger with a three titty female, I have never heard about a three balls dude until you told me about this.
You've
shit.
Never heard of this situation.
Never heard about this situation.
It exists.
So yeah, I know it probably does, but you're the first one to tell me about that.
Okay.
If I was the motherfucker with three balls, I would literally put on my uniform and keep my three balls hanging out. Just show you, I got three balls.
I like the way you talk about this because,
I'd be like,
you
got
three
balls.
Let's show the world.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
Everybody thinks about the fucking movie with the three titties and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone
the
wants
total
three
recall
titties.
Situation.
What exactly are you going to do with those three titties? Lick one?
I imagine finding a bra would be difficult.
Literally. I think, like titty fucking one and then licking the other. Like,
oh, I like that. That sounds like fun.
You like it? Like, titty fucking good. One and fucking licking the other.
Probably walked
Craig, you're
the
missing
wrong
out
target.
On a good conversation over here. Shit. This shit's gonna go on the internet, just so you guys know.
We're
content with my fucking talking.
Greg Jubenville is coming back into the situation.
He's back.
We're talking about how three balls are the same as three titties.
that? Like, what would you do with that, Greg? I'm naming this.
He would apparently light a cigarette and enjoy himself.
With three balls or three titties?
Three balls and three titties. What would you do if you hit, if you ran into a female
if I found a bra with three titties, I would wish that I had two dicks. And that brings me to a new situation.
And you still got two titties to titty fuck and one to lick.
There is a situation where a man had a deformity where he was born with two dicks.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
Would it, though?
Nah, not really, but at the same time, you can put one in the stink.
To me, it sounds like that would be terrible.
You can fuck the pussy and fuck the ass at the same time. That's like, that's just saying. I'm just saying, like, you like tight shit.
But if you have two dicks, you have to find the broad with three boobs.
It would be.
But it's a tight community right there. You got the asshole.
Oh, it's a tight community, all right.
Oh,
well said, sir.
Am I right?
Oh, tight community.
Tight community right there.
It would be like,
you can't hit the titties.
Like, if you join twin, it would be like a male can join twin. Where you're not feeling good, but your brother is gay, and his boyfriend's coming over.
You bringing up some shit, man. That is so...
Or...
That's on the next episode. That's on the next episode. I'll bring that shit up next time. Now we're talking about...
That's an old joke. What is the likelihood of a broad with three boobs meeting a dude with two dicks?
That's actually awesome.
All right,
but you're gonna say like,
Was I right though? What would you do with that? Like,
I've searched the internet.
Was I right?
I've searched the internet.
What do you think about that shit? You don't even know.
I've searched the internet.
Fuck the internet. What would you do?
What would I do? With a broad with three tits?
Fuck.
Alright, are we gonna go with
send her back to Mars?
Send her back to that movie with Arnold.
Yep.
Alright, motherfuckers. Right, hold on, I'm about to edit. But I'm gonna say y'all a piece and let you know who you are and what you about.
This is a fair conversation.
It's good.
Let me preface this with
so she has three tits.
Hold on, Greg, I'm gonna start calling this motherfucking Ron.
What if she has two vaginas and you only have one dick? What do you do then?
Yeah.
Do you go in one and then?
Hell yeah, just like the porn hub I watch all the time.
Yeah, just like an asshole. They have two vaginas. They're born with two vaginas.
You take care of the first one. You
take care of your vagina and then you go to the asshole.
You take care of both of them at the same time.
Then you take care of that one.
But what if they're all committed to the same thing?
Ooh. Solid question.
Same time?
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah, what do you do?
I'd be going in one, going out the other, going in the other. She is totally listening to us right now. Boink. Let's get her in out of this interview. Boink. Yep, boink. Exactly.
Or is it side by side vaginas or up and down vaginas? Because up and down vaginas are basically...
Mom is totally listening to our conversation.
I don't give a fuck.
Here's what I do. There's two vaginas. I stick it in the butt.
I like that.
No, you don't.
Have you guys ever put one in a booty?
You don't think he
likes
that?
I did it one time. I actually didn't like it.
Personally, not a big fan of the butthole, but man, what are you going
to
do?
If they want it, then you're going to give it to them.
Vagina is a very substantial thing.
As you said,
self-lubricating.
Loose.
Changes its own oil.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a great thing.
Wait, hold on.
There you go.
Hey, Rich, you want to jump in on this conversation?
Yeah. No.
Let's say You have two dicks.
Yes.
My, and my podcast
has three boobs.
Three boobs?
Yeah. Jump in on that bitch.
That sounds about right.
You can do that situation.
Get two podcasts.
Titty fuck those boobs in between us.
However,
yep, still going. 20 minute podcast.
Who likes it in the vag?
You can put one in there and one in her mouth.
Oh, say that again, Rich.
Logistically, how do you bend a broad?
So you just go fucking double.
Hey, we all know older female stars.
Yeah.
They can only survive VAVDV.
Come on.
DTP. DAVV. Double anal, double vaginal.
Are you using acronyms and shit? Fuck. God damn it.
That's the only way older.
Or you just put one in one. You got fucking boom. You got the fucking deal. The shocker.
So
the shocker in full motion.
DAVV.
You don't have to use your hand.
I got these people on the list.
For our podcast friends, shocker, when you hold your ring finger back, you put two in the pink, but one in the stink, and he's still got a thumb to play with the clip.
But D-A-V-V.
Can we be honest about that?
Hey, remember this is still recording.
Oh, yeah.
Teabags will be back in a moment. I'll leave you guys to these two fucking lovely gentlemen. Era, hopefully to get these two females that are listening
you're
right
some
here.
Really terrible things.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, do it. Fucking do it.
Hey, Jews. If I fingered you in the butthole, and then I ripped it along your mustache, is that a dirty Sanchez?
No, technically a dirty Sanchez is when you're banging a chick and you stick a finger in her butthole, then wipe it around her
upper lip.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the Cleveland Steamer.
No, let's talk about the Angry Dragon.
Ooh, Angry Dragon, I like the sounds of that. What's that?
That's when you nut in a woman's mouth, and as she's about to swallow, you smack the back of her head so it comes out her nose.
I like it.
But you have to withdraw your dick in her mouth.
Before she bites it off.
Before she bites it off.
You don't want to get that bitten off.
No, you can't get that bitten off.
That's very bad news. Alright, okay, so let's talk about the,
How about the rusty trombone?
Well, I was going to talk about the plumper nickel, but let's start with the rusty trombone. Continue with the rusty trombone.
That's when the woman you love.
I feel like we're all familiar with the rusty trombone. Let's think about your take on it. Do you have any,
I'm not willing to do it, but.
Yes, exactly, but.
It could happen by accident.
Wow. I don't think a rusty trombone ever happens by accident.
It could happen when you think she's taking care of the stepchildren. And she sneaks around behind and is jerking and blows in your asshole.
Well, that's a solid take on the argument.
However, it could happen by accident, because whenever she's taking care of the stepchildren, it feels nice. And then she can change you up.
Can we move along? Let's let's get real serious and talk about the plumpernickel.
Oh my god.
Yes, the plumpernickel. I mean, there's nothing like taking a shit on somebody's face.
Come on.
Why is that weird? Why is that weird?
You gotta laugh.
I mean, we can talk about it all night. We can make faces at each other, but
that shit is still going.
A plumpkin is a real thing.
A plumpkin? Yes, I've often
referred to it as a plumpkin.
A plumpkin is when you're taking a shit and she's blowing you.
Never had that done. Fuck.
You never experienced that. Blumpkin.
A blunkin. I need to get that shit done. Sign tea bags.
Nah.
So let me ask you two something. What's black and blue and hates sex? Well, that's an 8-year-old in my trunk.
That's like... How do you make an 8-year-old cry twice?
How, Tubes?
You wipe your bloody dick on her teddy bear.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You got any jokes? You want to jump in on my podcast over here?
I'm not.
But anyway, you should be I think we need right to now. Circle back here to the Blumpkin.
The Blumpkin?
Who invented the Blumpkin?
You never got a Blumpkin?
I'm asking you.
Hey, Richie.
If you've ever Blumpkin someone.
Well, obviously not. I've never put a penis in my mouth.
Have you ever had a shit turd stacked on your face?
Alright, I'm making a confession. Oh, this motherfucker's name, you pay his head.
Hmm?
Greg. I forgot about his name was Ryan. My drunken ass forgot about his name. Well, yeah, fuck, I know this motherfucker, but I forgot his name. So, yeah. He's Kevin over here. Jump in on it, mamas.
Yeah.
Alright. You guys want to hear a joke?
Let's hear a joke.
Dude. Got 27 fucking minutes of fucking funny ass bar shit, man. You gotta love it, right?
Let's hear a joke.
Nah, I ain't got no joke. I'm gonna actually cut this shit off. I'm gonna let you fucking say your name. Do your thing. Greg. Well, even though I just say your name, but.
Greg?
Alright, that's Greg. Copper Keg, Yaga, funny motherfucker.
So one time.
Oh, here we go. This motherfucker ain't giving up.
I met this guy.
They ain't no homo shit, dude.
No. He tells me, hey, would you mind buying me a shot? I'm celebrating my first blowjob. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll buy you fucking 2 shots.
I'm going to Vegas.
Your first blowjob? He's like, yeah. I go, alright. I'll buy him a shot. Takes it. I'm like, you want the second shot? Congratulations, young man. He's like, hell yeah, I want a second shot. Buy him another shot. We take it together. I go, how was it? He goes, Greg, I need at least 4 more before I can get a taste out of my mouth.
That was funny. That was good. That was good. That was fucking actually good. Alright, hey.
Oh,
say your name and say your goodbyes.
Hola, my name is Reno Rodriguez. Signing up is Mi Comiga Con Fuerga.
So cute.